Okay, now we've got a big picture of what financial planning entails. It's living as well as after living. But let's get back down to the basics. Let's say somebody is making less than $50,000 a year. What are the components of a safe and secure financial plan?
Okay, I'm going to break up this discussion into three different parts. The protection component of the safe and secure plan, the savings component of the safe and secure plan, and the growth component of safe and secure. So in the protection areas, you're going to have your basic car and home insurance and a liability umbrella, meaning the thing that would protect you in the event of a lawsuit. And there can be quite a bit of discussion around the deductibles and the coverage of those three protection areas. And then also in the protection component, you'll have disability and health insurance, and generally Social Security gets lumped in there as well. And then the ownership of, for example, homes or other businesses as we begin to progress into the comfortable area of planning. But still in the protection component then is the life insurance aspect of the safe and secure plan and the various types of life insurance that are appropriate for someone in the, let's say, for example, $50,000 a year of income and under. And if there's family included, you're going to want to have all of the protection built such that the family is able to do whatever they need to do, regardless of whether somebody lives or dies, stock market goes up or down, and becomes disabled or not, real estate market up and down, our example from earlier.
So as far as life insurance go, one of the big debates is between whole life and term. And what do you think about that?
It's a great question. And I'm going to move you off of the debate about the product and talk about strategy for a moment, because it's a critical area. People, for example, spend many hours analyzing term insurance policy A compared to term insurance policy B, or maybe company A to company B. And it's really the wrong thing to be spending time at. In the early stages of one's life, if there's absolutely no money and a family to protect, then term insurance is what should be had. Which company, which type, how long it's for are largely irrelevant because, believe it or not, every insurance company that's out there offers about the same product. There's no way that one company can be drastically more competitive than another because then they would get all the business. What's important is the strategy that's being used. How is the client interacting with that insurance company? Are they setting themselves up so that they can progress to the comfortable level of planning and then further on to the rich level of planning? Are they allowing the insurance company to make the rules about how they're handling their insurance? Or are they turning the tables on that insurance company and allowing themselves to make the rules? So as we continue to talk, some of those issues will become clear. But I believe that even a single person has the capability to have life insurance be a part of their estate. Now, they don't need life insurance. And I think that's a real important distinction to make. People focus a lot on needs. Well, I don't need life insurance. I'm single. I have no family. That has nothing to do with life insurance. The word is life, not death. And so life insurance is one of those products that can enable a person to get more out of their life. And most people are going to live. I mean, you know, we talked earlier about a couple people that had died, but the fact is that's a very small percentage of the population.
Mm-hmm.